Good morning and welcome to our service of morning prayer. My name is Simon McDowell, one of our church wardens at Stoke Poges Churches of St Andrews and St Giles. We're going to start today with an opening hymn. It's Alleluia, Sing to Jesus. Please join in the words on the service sheet.
Jesus, lift us and turn me.
start our service with a prayer of preparation. Grace, mercy and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you and also with you. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So we have come together in the name of Christ to offer our praise and thanksgiving, to hear and receive God's holy word, to pray for the needs of the world, and to seek the forgiveness of our sins, that by the power of the Holy Spirit we may give ourselves to the service of God. Jesus says, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is close at hand." So let us turn away from our sin and turn to Christ, confessing our sins in penitence and faith. And we say the words in bold. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have wandered and strayed from your ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against your holy laws. We have left undone those things that we ought to have done, and we have done those things that we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But you, O Lord, have mercy upon us sinners. Spare those who confess their faults. Restore those who are penitent, according to your promises declared to mankind, in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may live a disciplined, righteous and godly life, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. May the Father of all mercies cleanse us from our sins and restore us in his image, to the praise and glory of his name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And as we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and for ever. Amen. So please do listen to the next song. It's Before the Throne of God Above. Now in the morning prayer service, we come to the section of psalms. Unfortunately, we can't have an organist with us this morning, so we won't be singing this, but please do read along with me. Today's psalm is Psalm 68, and we're going to do verses 1 to 10 and 32 to 35, and they're on the notice sheet. May God arise, may his enemies be scattered, may his foes flee before him. May you blow them away like smoke, as wax melts before the fire. May the wicked perish before God. But may the righteous be glad and rejoice before God. May they be happy and joyful. Sing to God, sing in the praise of his name. Extol him who rides in the clouds. Rejoice before him. His name is the Lord. A father to the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy dwelling. God sets the lonely in families. He leads out the prisoners with singing, but the rebellious live in a sun-scorched land. When you, God, went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, the earth shook, the heavens poured down rain, before God, the one of Sinai, before God, the God of Israel. You gave abundant showers, O God. You refreshed your weary inheritance. Your people settled in it, and from your bounty, God, you provided for the poor. Sing to God, you kingdoms of the earth. Sing praise to the Lord, to him who rides across the highest heavens, the ancient heavens, who thunders with mighty voice. Proclaim the power of God, whose majesty is over Israel, whose power is in the heavens. You, God, are awesome in your sanctuary. The God of Israel give power and strength to his people. Praise be to God. And we say together, glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and it shall be for ever. Amen. And Pam Blewett will now read our scripture reading.
Good morning, everyone. This reading is taken from John's Gospel, chapter 17, verses 1 to 11. Jesus prays to be glorified. After Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in the presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. Jesus prays for his disciples. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me. For they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And glory came to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one, as we are one. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Pam. We have another hymn now. It's At the Name of Jesus, Every Knee Shall Bow, and it's sung for us today by the BBC Songs of Praise singers. But please do join in if you can. We now come to the time of the sermon, and Natasha is opening God's word for us today.
Before I begin, let us pray. Dear Father God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. This Easter season is drawing to a close now, with only a week left before Pentecost. And as the people of God, I am, and I hope you'll be too, joining in earnestly saying, Thy kingdom come, with other Christians all over the world, as we pray from Ascension to Pentecost for more people to come to know Jesus. This focused time of prayer is a reignition of an old tradition within the church, which in just 3.5 years has grown tremendously. 172 countries participated last year, lighting up the skies with humble petitions for God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven, in the lives of all people. So what a wonderful passage from John's Gospel to be looking at today. For here we have a rare glimpse at what Jesus says when he prays. A timely scripture to teach and inspire us as we seek God today. We know, for all the Gospels relay the same thing, that Jesus often went off to pray. But here, at the end of this most memorable supper, on the night he would be betrayed, and the day before he enacts his passion, we see Jesus lifting his eyes up to the heavens and talking with God the Father. And what is it that he does? Well, in its simplest form, he begins his prayer with what he has been up to. And that is getting to know the people God sent him to serve. revealing to them what it is to have a personal and deepening relationship with the divine, the creator of heaven and earth. Reporting back that he has indeed completed the task that he was sent to accomplish, which was the reason why he came as a baby in a manger 3+ decades before, to the hallelujah chorus of angels in heaven and the shouts of joy from a band of shepherds in Bethlehem. That work is now done. And then he, in this opening section of Catching Up with God the Father, says, I know it's time to return to my place with you. But... And then he makes a request. So first of all, when Jesus prays, he shares his activities, and then he makes a request. The but is a concern, a real worry. The ones God gave him to reveal and open back up the pathway between humanity and its creator will no longer have that same intimate divine presence there to protect and comfort them. They are going to suffer. This Jesus knows. If you read on a bit more into this prayer, he says in verses 14 and 15, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. After praying words that one commentator says shows that Jesus is the living embodiment of that union with the Father of which we have heard so much about, we see from what he then goes on to pray that there is a compassion-fueled heart for those he knows will be left on earth to fend for themselves with only the memory of Christ and the written word of God to help them. This is not some assumption that Jesus is making on his disciples' behalf, for at the end of chapter 16, just before this prayer, they, the disciples, affirm that they do believe, trust, and are committed to Jesus, not just as a prophet, teacher, and leader, but as God. And from this understanding, they have joined in with and enjoy the same intimate relationship with Jesus that he has with Father God. Let's go back and just look at the words Jesus opens with. A chat about his day, a reflection on what he's achieved and why. This is the kind of stuff Peter, John, James and the others have been doing day in, day out with Jesus, as he has sat with them, chewing over what they have witnessed and seen him do, when they've been seeking clarification over why this happened or that happened and what does he mean when he talks in parables. The disciples are living with God now in a new relationship that has not had to wait until death releases them from an earthly body. They are alive with God through their relationship with the Son. All that the sages and prophets from the Old Testament had longed for was happening. A new life not measured by quantity or bound by time, but instead measured by quality. This type of redeemed relationship with God that Jesus had come to make possible has, honestly, an inadequate name. It's called eternal life. By choosing to follow him, the disciples, all followers of Christ in fact, are set apart, for they have entered into this holy place where sin cannot be. And Jesus is concerned. He needs to ask Father God for a promise. Protect them when I come back to you, he says. Protect those who have just said yes to me and are no longer saying yes to the world. They are with us. They are in us. And without me, they're going to struggle. There will be trouble laying in wait for them. So Jesus' prayer now turns from the connected relationship where God's will is done for the sake of humanity to a compassionate plea for protection for those he wants to ensure are not pulled back into a life lived apart from God, pulled by time and circumstance away from the intimate relationship with Father God that they have fostered and come to accept through their relationship with his Son Jesus. And so what does this prayer of Jesus have to do with us today? Well, we are in the middle of a time where the things we have set up to keep us intimately bound to God are in a state of flux. Our buildings are closed. The relationships that we have enjoyed with one another by fellowship and meeting up to share and live out our faith in God have been strained and made virtual. That connectedness we once enjoyed so freely has to be thoughtfully and earnestly sought and maintained. Being one body while physically apart is hard. So what can we do? Well, we can pray, just as Jesus did. We can tell Father God about our day. We can ask for his protection, not just for physical, mental and material things, but for our spiritual life in Christ to be protected too. For in this time of isolation and lockdown, seeing the revelation of God's intimate love for us and others is needed. We need to pray, "Thy kingdom come," in the hearts and minds and bodies of all people, and in us. So let us end with Jesus' powerful prayer, verses 10 and 11. This is a prayer of teaching and inclusion, an invitation to remain and hold fast to something far beyond the material and the temporal. It is a revelation and opportunity to be with the eternal, right now, and always. If we substitute Jesus where the prayer says I and replace they and them with I or me, perhaps even us, then be prepared to be overwhelmed with joy and be awed. So let's do that. Let's end this sermon with his prayer, verses 10 and 11. Let us pray. All Jesus has is Father God's, and all Father God has is Jesus's. And glory has come to Jesus through me, through us. Jesus will remain in the world no longer, but we are still in the world, and Jesus is coming to God. Holy Father, protect me, protect us by the power of God's name, the name God gave Jesus. So that we may be one as Father and Son are one. Amen.
Thank you, Natasha. We now say the Creed, and please do stand if you would normally do that, or please sit and listen, but join in the words in bold. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Pat Hegarty will now lead us in our prayers.
When I say breath of God, the response is, breathe on us. Father God, thank you for all the beauty that surrounds us. Country walks and even our gardens seem to be more precious in our isolation times. Grant us a vision, Lord, to reach out beyond ourselves and to be aware of where we can help, to be sensitive to your presence and listen for your constant call. Fill us with the vision, the tenderness and the passion that filled you. Guide us that we may be more of a help to our neighbours in this time of isolation, Make us more aware of those in need, and that by love we may serve one another. We pray, O Lord, for those people whom life has no obvious pattern, no routine, no challenge. We think of those who are now unemployed. Give wisdom and imagination to all who plan new patterns of work. Breath of God, breathe on us. Love one another with mutual affection. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Romans 12. Lord, we pray for our schools and universities, especially at this unknown time. Help them to value the experience of studying at home until the time comes for them to return to school, universities and colleges. When they return, Lord, let us pray that the Lord's protection covers every one of them. Keep them safe in these unknown times. Breath of God, breathe on us. Isolation, social distancing, has taken us to a place where we cannot be close with people we love, family and friends, do things and go places which bring us pleasure. But we can find rest and refreshment. In John 7, Jesus said, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me and drink." What an amazing promise. Drink from the fountain of life. We have more time than usual, so we can drink, splash and swim God's presence and his word to our heart's content. Jesus isn't with us, he's in us. Live the Christian life without the Holy Spirit is like listening without ears, seeing without eyes, speaking without voice. Breath of God, breathe on us. You're such a safe and powerful place to find refuge, more than enough and always available whenever we need you. God has a constantly flowing river whose sparkling streams bring joy and delight to his people. His river flows right through the city of God's Most High, in his holy dwelling place, and we are the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. May the Holy Spirit surround our life and radiate with hope. How amazing what he can do during this time of lockdown, when we surrender our anxiety and fears. John 20:19. Jesus entered directly into his disciples' place of fear, and he said, "Peace be with you." Whatever is happening within our personal lockdown experience, Jesus wants to renew, fill, comfort, empower and anoint us with his Holy Spirit. Or we can simply just ask him to meet us at our deepest point of need. Breath of God, breathe on us. Jesus taught us to call God our Father, and so in faith and trust we say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sin, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Pat. The collect for today, the seventh Sunday of Easter and the Sunday after Ascension Day, is, O God, the King of glory, you have exalted your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to your kingdom in heaven. We beseech you, leave us not comfortless, but send your Holy Spirit to strengthen us and exalt us to the place where our Saviour Christ is gone before, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our final hymn today, All My Hope on God is Founded. Please do join in if you can. Well, thank you so much for joining us today at our service of morning prayer. We do hope to see you in one of our churches again soon when we're able to. But please do keep on listening to the podcasts. There's a section on going deeper on the service sheet. Please do read that. And if you need to contact the church, please use either email or phone. There's still nobody actually working in the office and we're still working remotely. But let me leave you with a blessing. Grant, we beseech you, merciful Lord, to your faithful people pardon and peace, that they may be cleansed from all their sins and serve you with a quiet mind. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.